and got the, I first carried the lead lamp out, and that heater done got stuffed in it. It was running out the top of the blade. I run it out in the yard, sit it out there, and come back, and I knew to throw them guns. I grabbed them, run them out there, and burned my hands. But that's one of them things. Is you got experience down through the years. You walked out.
Like we say, was across the hall in the
building. I walked out here bareheaded in my shirt sleeve. Third day of March, 1948. And she saved it. Bed, clothes, and had
those. I saved my trunk I had when I married.
There was a lot of antiques in there, the books and pictures and things.
There
were
pictures
in
there at that time. That was important. But now they're scattered.
What might you have in your bedroom to keep your clothes in?
Hmm?
What might you have in your bedroom
Shift robe.
To keep
have
your
a
clothes?
Shift robe.
Huh?
Shift robe.
What's that like?
Well, did you ever see one?
Is that the, when you say shift robe, you mean that big thing that
yeah.
you can hang your clothes
yeah,
in?
Yeah, just hang them in there on the rack.
Yeah, it's a shift robe.
I have one in the
it's
hall and one
machine.
In this bedroom.
We have a chef robe where we store the clothes at. I could have saved all my clothes and the boys' clothes when I run in that room, made my last run in there. She had a wash stand with our clothes in there, and I went right by it and went around and grabbed the curtains off the window and carried them out and left them sitting there and her clothes all burned up. But you had, and we call a wash stand now, what you're getting back when you go back. What my parents had here, they had these big wash basins, a great big heavy bowl, white bowl, and then a big pitcher that would hold about a gallon and a half
wash
of water.
Wash bowl and pitcher, that's what.
And they had that, and then you had a wash stand, they called it, and it sat on this wash stand and this water. And of course, if you had hot water, you had to heat it with a tea kettle or in a kettle. Mm-hmm. And, that's the types now. I don't know if you ever seen a tea kettle, an iron tea kettle. You ever seen an iron tea kettle? You've seen them. And that's the way they get their hot water. And of course, you carry your water that you use in the house from a spring. We have a big spring over here, and that's the way we have water, all the water we use, we brought it by hand. Of course, now we've got electricity. Like I said a while ago, the advancement of this area, electricity. Meant more to the advancement of this area in here than anything that ever happened to us. When we got electricity, see, I put a pump out here in my yard, draw my water right out of this head of this big spring. Got the water system, the bathroom, and everything's fixed up. We've got about every kind of convenience here that you could have, except fire protection and police protection that you could have in the city.
Have police here in Littleton.
You use that, and it'd be very quiet in here if it wasn't, if this highway'd been in here. Now we've got that racket. And as I say, there ain't no way to get rid of that owner just to pack up and leave out.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll do that.
What else might you have in a bedroom to keep your clothes in? Something with drawers in it? Maybe?
Well, I have chests of drawers, bureaus,
dressers,
names. In there. She got them in them bedrooms in there. They shifter, I mean, they dressers and washstands and what have you.
Does a dresser have a mirror through it?
Yeah. Large mirror.
I got three dressers.